Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we'll learn how to save money on your pet, explore the reasons why cats growl, and talk about whether you should give your dog over-the-counter pain relievers like ibuprofen. We'll start with those 20 easy ways to save money on your pet by Lisa Granshaw of Vet Street. Between visits to the veterinarian and purchasing pet care products, owning a pet can be expensive. Luckily, there are a number of ways you can reduce your expenses. There are 20 tips for saving money on your pet. And here they are. First, make your own toys. From an easy catnip mouse to a towel braid, you can DIY your own toys instead of purchasing them. Just make sure that you avoid using any small parts or other items that can be potential choking hazards, and always supervise your dogs as they play with these handmade toys. Next, schedule complete physicals. While there's no way to prevent your pet from ever getting sick, the most cost-effective way to deal with an illness is catching it before it gets serious. You can do this by requesting a complete physical whenever you visit your vet. By providing a full physical and performing blood tests or other diagnostics if necessary, your veterinarian is more likely to catch a condition before it gets worse and more expensive to treat. Create a pet budget. If you're not already keeping track of your monthly pet expenses, start now. Take note of how much you spend on your pet and make an allotted monthly budget. This way you'll be mindful of how much you're spending and able to keep yourself from going overboard. Next, avoid expensive fashion items. From fancy collars to customized sweaters, there are a lot of options for pet apparel these days. Most pets, however, don't need these expensive accessories, so save your money and stick with purchasing only necessary apparel, like a well-made collar, an ID tag, and a comfortable leash. Take your own photos. With some planning, you can take great pet portraits yourself without hiring a professional photographer. You can even snap great photos of your quick-moving cat with some practice. Groom at home. Pet grooming is important, but there are a number of procedures you can perform yourself instead of visiting an expensive groomer. Take the time to learn how to perform pet pedicures and coat care. Seek out inexpensive cat scratchers. You can purchase inexpensive scratching posts, scratch trays made of corrugated cardboard, or door hangers with cardboard or sisal surfaces instead of splurging on an expensive cat scratcher. Also, consider DIYing your own scratchers by wrapping a cheap sisal rope around a new or used post to make it last longer, or around a log or tree limb. Just be sure whatever you create is stable enough to not fall over on your pet and tall enough to offer a good scratch. Keep up to date with vaccines. The best way to keep from paying large medical bills is to keep your pet protected against diseases that will be costly to treat. Take action by making sure your pet is up to date on all preventive care, especially vaccinations. Find alternatives to expensive boarding. Instead of leaving your pet with an expensive boarder when you go on vacation, try looking for a hotel that allows pets. Check the hotel's website or use online resources like petswelcome.com and petscanstay.com to find pet-friendly accommodations. If you don't want your pet to stay with you, check out alternative boarding options like dogvacay.com and rover.com, which, depending on your geographic location, could cost more or less than standard boarding facilities. These websites offer regular homes with vetted owners that your pets can stay with, starting as low as $15 a night. Keep in mind, though, that when using an option like this, you're responsible for making sure the home is a good fit for your pet. Don't be afraid to ask questions to find out what kinds of animals your pet will interact with, whether all other animals in the house are up to date on vaccines, as well as anything else you might need to know to feel comfortable leaving your pet. A free boarding option is developing a pet sitting system with any friends who also have pets. If they agree to watch your pet while you are away, return the favor when they go on vacation. Get pets spayed or neutered. Many money spent on these procedures will keep you from having to spend even more on medical expenses associated with intact pets, such as an emergency surgery to remove an infected uterus, as well as the costs of caring for a litter of kittens or puppies in the future. Make exercise a priority. By making sure your pet gets regular exercise, you can ward off obesity and channel his energy into productive action. This can save you money on future weight-related medical bills, not to mention replacing items chewed up out of boredom and excess energy in the long run. Consult with your vet about what exercises would be best for your pet. Shop around for pet insurance. It's important to consider pet insurance before you run into serious health issues. Investigate all your options and compare prices to find the right policy for you. Sometimes the most expensive option doesn't offer the right coverage for your pet, so do your research before spending money. Buy in bulk. When you see sales, stock up on products you definitely know your pet will use. Visit warehouse clubs to find good deals on large quantities of items your pet loves. Learn your pet's routine and behavior. If you know how your pet usually acts and suddenly starts behaving differently, you may be able to tell something is wrong before it becomes serious and more costly to address. Know your pet and see, and if you see any changes in behavior, start investigating what may be the cause. Buy clumping litter. Avoid expensive litters made from exotic ingredients and spend your money on clumping litter for cats. You'll spend less on cleaning cat mess as a result. If you want some odor control, don't shell out for litters with scents like lavender. Clumping litter with a touch of charcoal is less expensive and gets the job done. Perform routine dental care. Try to get your pet used to daily brushing and maintain good dental health practices at home in addition to routine dental exams at your veterinary clinic. Keeping your pet's teeth clean all year long can help you avoid expensive procedures in the future. This isn't just a matter of your pet having better breath, although that's certainly a plus. Poor dental health can also lead to tooth loss and infections that spread to the heart, liver, and kidneys. Look for coupons. Keeping an eye out for coupons is a great way to save money. Look for them in your local paper or on websites like coupons.com. There are also websites that continually offer discounts on products like wag.com and dog.com, but remember to take shipping into account if you purchase from these sites. Know your pet. As a responsible pet owner, you should know as much as possible about your pet. Do research online or in a library and investigate if your specific pet or breed may be susceptible to any specific diseases or other risks. This knowledge can help you be aware of important preventive care steps and be on the lookout for hereditary diseases or conditions so they can be treated early. Teach basic training at home. For experienced and committed dog owners, DIY training can be a great way to save some cash. There are a number of books you can purchase or borrow, like AKC Star Puppy, A Positive Behavior Approach to Puppy Training, as well as free or inexpensive apps such as Puppy Coach 101 that can guide you through a training program. If you're new to training, have a dog with strong instincts like an Akita or Alaskan Malamute, or know that you need structure in order to follow through on training lessons, you might want to consider paying for a basic obedience group class, a group class. This can save you big bucks down the line and keep your dog from developing bad habits. Proper training, whether it's done at home, in class, or with a personal trainer, is of the utmost importance. And finally, number 20, skip designer cat trees. It can be tempting to spoil your cat with an expensive tree or perch, but they might not be necessary if you already have a good number of toys and scratchers. If you really want to buy one, look for inexpensive multi-level trees that will give your cat plenty of room. You can also get creative and DIY your own tree to save money. If you're hesitant about trying any of these tips on your own, seek a professional opinion before moving forward. Be smart about the areas you decide to spend less money on, and always remember that no amount of money saved is worth a risky home remedy and your pet's health or safety. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, from Melvin Pena at Dogster. My dog ate ibuprofen. Now what? Can dogs take ibuprofen? And what should you do if your dog ate it? Here's what to know about ibuprofen and dogs. Can dogs take ibuprofen? Let's not bury the lead here, folks. There are no circumstances under which it's a good idea to give human medications to your dog. The only exception is if you have explicit instructions, including appropriate dosages, from a veterinarian who has examined the dog and taken into consideration the dog's weight, age, and condition. Where painkillers like ibuprofen are concerned, there is a razor-thin margin between what may give them pain relief and what will cause worse, unrelated health issues. But what if your dog ate ibuprofen anyway? Ibuprofen toxicity in dogs is a big problem. One exacerbated by the mundane, everyday nature of the medication. Over-the-counter pain relievers, whether the active ingredient is ibuprofen, acetaminophen, naproxen, or otherwise, are incredibly common. For my own part, I keep bottles of Aleve in strategic locations throughout the house so that I never have to look long when the need arises. It is just this ubiquity and convenience that poses the greatest threat to our dogs. Dogs and ibuprofen and other human pain relievers. Inquiries about dogs and human pain medications tend to fall into two major categories, panic and well-intentioned curiosity. Panic. Help! My dog ate ibuprofen, or whatever your favored brand may be. Curiosity. Can I give my dog ibuprofen for pain? According to the ASPCA, most calls about dogs and ibuprofen to their Animal Poison Control Center hotline were the result of panic. While there are naturally dog owners who extend their own comfort level with OTC pain relievers to their dogs, for the most part, reported cases of acute ibuprofen toxicity are the result of canine curiosity and indiscriminate appetite. Because people like myself leave bottles of aspirin or other pain medications lying around the house, on the kitchen counter, next to the sink, or any of a number of other convenient places, they are perfectly situated to draw the attention of a dog. Whether they're in single-use blister packs or bottles containing 200 or more pills, tablets, or liquid gels, even the most child-proofed package isn't much security against a dog's jaws and teeth. Symptoms of NSAID toxicity in dogs. We're focusing on dogs and ibuprofen, since that appears to be the biggest reported culprit, but no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or NSAID is safe for dogs to take. Depending on an individual dog's tolerance, one 200-milligram tablet can be sufficient to cause symptoms of ibuprofen toxicity in dogs. If a dog gains access to a bottle, the chances of eating just one are remote, and the potential damage far more severe. Ibuprofen and naproxen, the two active ingredients in the popular pain relievers Advil and Aleve, respectively, cause similar symptoms. In medical parlance, canine reactions to painkillers classify as acute disorders because of their sudden onset and immediate severity. If your dog ate ibuprofen, signs of toxicity within an hour include blood and vomit or blood and stool, diarrhea, nausea, urinary incontinence or loss of bladder control. The more pills a dog ingests, the more dramatic the symptoms as time passes and the medication makes its way through the bloodstream. severe symptoms of ibuprofen or naproxen toxicity are disorientation, loss of motor coordination, stomach damage, ulcers, and perforations in the stomach wall, and kidney damage. You'll see that these symptoms involve a certain set of internal systems, notably the digestive system and the central nervous system. Should a dog ingest enough pills, and should it take too long for the dog to receive medical attention and emergency treatment, the results of the symptoms enumerated above can reach their logical conclusions. Kidney failure, coma, even death. What about if your dog ate acetaminophen, such as Tylenol? Acetaminophen, the most popular brand, which is Tylenol, causes similar symptoms when ingested by dogs, with some variations, along with digestive upset, including diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, and neurological issues like loss of coordination. Acetaminophen toxicity in dogs may present with the following symptoms: dramatic change in color of the gums, dry eyes, excessive panting or difficulty breathing, and facial swelling. If your dog ate ibuprofen, here's what happens. Dog metabolism is both different and faster than that of humans. NSAIDs are fast-acting pain relief medications. Combine that with a much narrower margin of safety for dogs than humans, and the consequences make more sense. One reason why ibuprofen specifically is dangerous to dogs, particularly Advil, is the sweetened outer coating. Unlike cats, dogs can experience the taste of sweetness, making them more appealing in greater quantities. Once in the stomach, NSAIDs reduce the production of COX enzymes. These enzymes are responsible for natural inflammation control. Anti-inflammatories inhibit the ability of the dog's body to regulate itself. More importantly, COX enzymes help to produce and maintain the mucosal barrier. This is a lining that protects the stomach wall from being worn away by its own digestive acids. The more pain pills a dog swallows, the faster that lining disintegrates. With the gastric mucosal barrier weakened, ulcers can begin to form. In a worst-case scenario, ibuprofen ingestion can actually create holes in the stomach itself and cause stomach acids to leak into the abdomen. The COX enzymes have other functions too, involving the blood's ability to clot and regulating the flow of blood to the kidneys. When a dog eats pain medications, they not only cause wounds, sores, and perforations to occur, but also prevent them from healing. When blood flow to the kidneys is compromised, it is easier to understand why a dog might have trouble controlling or managing their bladder function. The analgesic or pain-killing function of NSAIDs explains the neurological symptoms. Open wounds in the stomach or small intestine should key us in to why blood might appear in a dog's vomit and feces. If your dog ate ibuprofen, or you even suspect he might have, call your vet. The more pain pills a dog ingests, whether they are offered by the owner or eaten accidentally, the more dire the consequences. Calling a veterinarian or getting the dog to an emergency pet hospital as quickly as possible can make all the difference to how bad the symptoms become and the length of recovery if your dog ate ibuprofen. The treatment options can be as relatively simple as a stomach pump or as involved as surgery to repair a perforated stomach. Dogs are much better than humans at concealing pain, but if it is clear to you that your dog is suffering, do not, under any circumstances, reach for the medications that you use to treat your own aches and pains. Every dog is different, and only a veterinarian can determine a dosage that is appropriate to your dog's specific body chemistry and whether any NSAID can or should be given at all. The ASPCA's Poison Control Center hotline is available 24 hours a day at 888-426-4435. 888-426-4435. FYI, a $65 consultation fee may be applied to your credit card if you call. Now, let's talk cat growling. Why does your cat growl, and how should you react? Why do cats growl? Is your cat growling because he's hungry or angry, in pain or feeling territorial? Or is he just being dramatic? Plus, what is the right way for a human to react to cat growling? This was written by Kate Rohan Kelly at Catster. She explains, as kitty parents know, cats make all kinds of sounds. My little calico lady, Merritt, is fond of trilling, but my large orange tabby dude, Gabby, is fond of the huff and an annoyed, airy snort. Does anyone else's cat do this? And the growl. We adopted Gabby as an abandoned older kitty with an unknown past, so it makes sense that he's got a few behavioral issues and is more prone to expressing his discontent vocally. But I've heard a fair amount of cat growling come from Merritt, too. We recently experienced a case of feline non-recognition aggression that caused her to growl away. So, what exactly is cat growling and how should you react when your cat growls? Well, let's take a look. What does cat growling sound like? To me, cat growling sounds like a low brawl. Gabby sometimes makes what I call a pre-growl or warning growl, which sounds like a creaking door, a slow and low precursor to the full-on growl. Growling is a deep rumbling noise that comes from passage of air through vocal folds. Through vocal folds, explains Dr. Sasha Gibbons of Just Cats Veterinary Hospital in Stamford, Connecticut. It can sound very similar to a dog growl. If Gabby is especially not pleased, he will follow his growl with a big hiss. What causes cat growling? Although Gabby is more reserved than my outgoing lap cat, Merritt, he is truly a big, lovable baby around an exclusive, privileged few. And since he had a rough start at life, it's even more of a triumph when Gabby chooses to curl up next to us, groom us, or lavish us with headbutts and purrs. He does not growl all the time, but he does growl more than other cats because he is more nervous than most cats. Gabby growls mostly when strangers enter our house and especially when strangers try to approach him without properly introducing themselves. I get it. I growl too if some weirdo entered my home and immediately thought they were entitled to some physical contact, the same physical contact in Gabby's case, head pets in mine hugs that I reserve for family and friends. Growling is a warning noise, Dr. Gibbons confirms. It implies unhappiness from annoyance, anger, aggression, or fear. It is a signal to back off. Growling can occur from a variety of triggers. Some cats can be food or toy aggressive and growl to show possession. If a cat is annoyed from physical contact, he or she may growl. What about when cats growl at each other? When Merritt was growling at Gabby after he returned from the vet, it was because she simply didn't recognize her kitty sibling. He smelled like the vet. Shots, a sterile environment, riding in the car, other cats. Instead of his usual odor, usually a mix of cat food and rolling around in his dad's hockey gear. Cats can also growl in the presence of other cats or dogs in order to establish dominance or signify that they are not interested in interacting with the other animal, Dr. Gibbons explains. Is cat growling a reaction to pain? Yes, cat growling is sometimes a reaction to pain. Pain due to physical ailments, including urinary tract infections, dental disease, trauma, arthritis, and some metabolic diseases such as hyperthyroidism can also be causes. So a thorough exam should be performed to rule out any underlying medical conditions, says Dr. Kenny Kissler, owner and medical director at Brander Mill Animal Hospital in Midlothian, Virginia. If a cat's growling is a consistent problem, the cause behind it should be determined, if possible, so that appropriate medical or behavioral protocols can be instituted to make your cat happier and more comfortable. The first time we took Gabby to a cat's only vet, they found that he needed 6 teeth pulled. His unknown past seems to have had less than nutritious things on the menu, unfortunately. For a minute, we thought we had found the answer to why he was a bit of a curmudgeon. Maybe all those growls were just a reaction to the pain he was in. Maybe the surgery would take away his pain. Although Gabby definitely felt better after his decaying teeth were out, this did not stop him from growling. How should humans respond to cat growling? We've already established that cat growling is a warning noise, which means, you guessed it, leave your cat alone. Do not try to comfort him, or worse, do not try to scold or reprimand the cat, especially with physical contact or hand gestures, advises Dr. Gibbons. This may be misinterpreted as aggression, and the situation could escalate from a warning to a physical contact. Is cat growling ever just your cat being all talk? I know Gabby has behavioral issues. As much as I instruct guests in my home to please approach him appropriately or leave him alone, there will be people who ignore me, and he will growl because he's confused, frustrated, and scared. But there are also times when he growls just out of sheer annoyance. 4 years into being his mom, I'm pretty attuned to when growls mean he's really angry or when he's being all talk. In other words, overdramatic. He's a very vocal cat in the first place, so I understand the difference between a half-hearted growl that means he's displeased, but I can still cautiously walk past him or pick him up. And I know when he needs to be left alone to cool off. And cats can growl for a variety of reasons and from a long list of triggers, explains Dr. Gibbons. It can be difficult to determine which cat growls are simply vocalizing and which cats would react physically following vocalization. So it is always best to work with a professional, a veterinarian, or an animal behaviorist if you have concerns with your cat growling. And I have one more thing. Seems pets like to stick their head in things without thinking about how or if they're going to be able to get it back out. Here is something to consider. July 13, 2018, IKEA recalls Lurvig water dispenser due to pet suffocation risk. IKEA has issued a global recall on the Lurvig water dispenser for pets, effective immediately. The company cites the risk of dogs and cats getting their heads stuck in the dome of the dispenser as the reason behind the recall, reporting 2 incidents of suffocation worldwide, which ended up to be dogs. So if you have the Lurvig water dispenser, they've recalled that. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.